you very much, Mr. Chairman. Supporting all what was said by our distinguished secretary, I would just apologize coming back to the first sentence, and I would like just to propose for your further consideration to shorten this and simplify. I'm open for any formulation, but for this time I would like just to propose this like this. An international railway passenger hub is a rail station that provides passengers, multiple international and national rail services, I can repeat it later on, and to the services by other modes, full stop. And I think that this formulation will cover everything with a limited number of words. So we don't need to repeat and repeat again and describe what are the types of passengers, types of services, and leave it very open. Obviously, having in mind that the cooperation will develop and there are the local specificities regarding each and every state. So trying to reach as general definition as possible, be open for any kind of further technical, technological changes and whatsoever. So if I may kindly ask you to consider this, to shorten this. An international passenger hub is a rail station that provides passengers, multiple international and national rail services. And to the services delivered by other modes. So deleting while also providing connections to national long and short, obviously with opportunities to use everything. Yes, we are talking about international railway passenger hubs, and we add that it's the multiple international and national, and then it covers everything. And obviously, I understand Mr. Irwin's intervention to add, and I support it very much, to include the services delivered by other modes. It's enough. And we don't need including local services, including many others. Just simply and to the services delivered by other modes, full stop. Yes, that's